NPR News analyst Daniel Shore says the twin attacks in Kenya last Thursday will have lasting effects outside the country, among them forcing the Bush administration to rethink its approach to the war on terror.
On September 20, 2001, as America reeled from the massive assaults with hijacked airliners, President Bush addressed a joint session of Congress and declared war on al-Qaeda and every terrorist group of global reach. The limitation, which he's repeated several times since then, was meant to single out a country like Afghanistan harboring anti-American terrorists, but avoiding involvement in long-standing civil conflicts like Kashmir and the West Bank and Gaza, not directly threatening to American interests. But recent events have brought home the indivisibility of anti-Western terror that has no home base and no single antagonist. The al-Qaeda cells believed to be responsible for the suicide bombing of the Israeli tourist hotel in Mombasa, Kenya, may have been previously connected with the 1998 attacks on the American embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. French submarine engineers have been killed in Pakistan, German tourists in Tunisia, and a preponderantly Australian group of tourists in Bali. It was Australia's Prime Minister John Howard who raised the question whether the concept of aggression as defined in the United Nations Charter meets the reality of the time. Article 51, on the right of self-defense in the face of armed attack, assumes action to roll back a cross-border invasion like the Iraqi invasion of Kuwait. Howard suggested yesterday that it may be necessary to enter a country to preempt a terrorist attack. He said that international law has to catch up with the new reality of international terrorism. Today, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer applauded the Australian Prime Minister's statement as agreeing with the President's own views on preemption. The failed attempt in Mombasa to shoot down an Israeli charter plane with shoulder-mounted anti-aircraft missiles has raised the new reality a big notch. No longer does it make much sense to categorize any terrorist attack as local. Terrorism's global reach keeps expanding. This is Daniel Shore.